most of the issues you're facing in life, I would say 90%, that statistic has just been pulled out of thin air. But I would say 90% of our issues in life comes down to a lack of those three things. So can I just put it out there? Those three things. Can we get it right?
Welcome to This Is Us podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hansen, and my wife and I have the honor of serving alongside an amazing team as lead pastors of Hillsong Church in Denmark and Malmö. This podcast is a collection of short episodes regarding life, leadership, and culture. If you haven't done so already, please click follow and subscribe. And as always, if you find this to be valuable, feel free to share it with others.
How's your prayer? How's your Bible reading? And how's your community? And it's very simple. Have you read your Bible this week? It's that simple. No, I know. There's a billion reasons why. And I'm not even going to go down the road of have you been on Netflix or HBO or any of that stuff or YouTube. I'm not going to be down that road. I'm just asking you, have you read your Bible? The last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, have you prayed? I'm not saying have you prayed for the food. I'm not saying have you said God bless you to someone that sneezed. I'm not saying have you prayed for a car park. Have you taken the time to pray? Have you had community, which means an honest conversation with someone? That's it. Those three things. We talked about dashboards before. That's a dashboard. And I really want to convict some people. Those three things, can we get those right? Like, can we get those? Most of the issues you're facing in life comes down to those three things. Most of them. My marriage isn't doing right. Have you prayed? Have you read your Bible? Have you had community? Most of the issues you're facing in life, I would say 90%, that statistic has just been pulled out of thin air. But I would say 90% of our issues in life comes down to a lack of those three things. So can I just put it out there? Those three things. Can we get it right? Prayer. For me, prayer, I wrote a post yesterday, a story with spelling mistakes, deal with it. I'm 41, I just don't care anymore. I'm 41, not yet, but I am 41 soon, and I don't care. Someone wrote to me and said, there's a spelling mistake. I said, I don't care. I literally don't care. OCD, you can go home. Now, my pride, I'm still working on. That I haven't dealt with yet, but my OCD, don't care. I literally don't care. But prayer, I literally think it's about three things. Take the time, find the place, speak out loud. Those three things. Take the time. Take is a very deliberate word. You're not going to get given the time. Take the time. There's always more to do. Around the house, in your family, at work, your kids, your dog, whatever. There's always something to do. You got to take the time. And you got to fight for it. Back in the day, I don't do it anymore, but I used to put it in my calendar. Just, I have a meeting. And it was a meeting with Jesus. You don't have to do that. But whatever. Take the time. Get up early. Get up, you know, make sure at the end that you don't just fall asleep in front of Netflix. Whatever. But take the time. Just take the time. Start with 5 minutes, start with 10 minutes, and then find the place. Find the place. I just recently found my place, and I love it because now when I'm walking towards it, there's already an expectation. There's already a sense of, I'm going there. You know, I find my place. Like, find your place. It could be a chair. It could be a place outside. It could be whatever. Find your, and make it your place. Kat doesn't even know this place. It's my place. Find your place. You know, and then speak out loud, because it's amazing how confession breaks a train of thought. And when you think, your thoughts get muddled, because it gets muddled with all your other thoughts. But when you speak, it becomes a dominant voice. So you got to speak out loud. The good thing these days is that if you got like AirPods or something in your ears, you don't even have to. If you have got a beanie on, no one can see. These days, everyone thinks they're on a phone call. So I don't even lower my voice when I walk past people anymore. I just pretend I'm talking to someone, which I am. And because everyone thinks you're on a phone call. But speak out loud. You walk around thinking your prayers. God hears them, But I just think there is a power in speaking out loud. So take the time, find a place, and speak out loud. The second thing, Bible. When it comes to Bible, consistency, have a plan, and journal. Consistency, have a plan, journal. Phil Dooley just wrote a blog post, and I would encourage you to read it. It's on the Hillsong Facebook. It's on my Facebook. And he just talked about, you know, beware of decision fatigue. And decision fatigue basically means that all of us have a certain amount of decisions you can make every day. And then you have what psychologists would call decision fatigue. You just run out of energy to make any more decisions. You will know this around dinner time. Ugh, what should we have for dinner? Decision fatigue. It's normal. That's why, for example, the President of the United States, I remember Barack Obama talked about this. He makes no decisions. By the time he's gotten to work, he hasn't made a decision yet. Breakfast has been decided. His clothes have been decided. Everything's been decided for him because he didn't want to use any of his decision power in non-important issues. And so Phil was talking about, you know, if you go to the gym, sign up to a class so you don't have to think about what to do. You just show up, do the work, and leave. And when it comes to Bible reading, just follow a Bible plan. Pick a Bible plan and just follow it. What am I reading today? It's not your choice. Just read the next part, read the next day's plan. Is that okay? So consistency and, you know, as Craig Rochelle says about prayer, if you miss one day, just don't miss two. And for me, the way I do it, I rely, and this comes down to the pride, but I'm going to work with my pride rather than against it. It's called the power of a streak. I'm not talking about streaking as in running around the street naked. The power of a streak, it's a psychological thing where basically you see it in apps all the time. You know, sign in today for your daily reward. If you don't sign in every day and get your blueberries, then you miss out on the weekly reward. All they're doing is they're tapping into the power of streak. And that is just keeping the streak alive. And I do that in my journal. I do that with my Bible reading. So when I don't have my journal here, but in my journal, if I miss a day of Bible reading, I keep that page empty. Because then next day when I open my journal, I go, there's an empty page. I don't want to have two empty pages. If there's four empty pages, I'm like, that's why I'm an idiot at the moment. That's why I'm acting like a fool, you know? And so I do a visual reminder for me not to miss a day. So I don't know what you need to do, but I want to encourage you, consistency, have a plan, and then journal. The reason for journal is the same reason for why you pray out loud. You read something, it's all in your head, unless you read out loud. I would encourage you, read out loud and then journal some thoughts. It doesn't have to be an in-depth study and you have commentaries or whatever. It could just be like soap, scripture, observation, application, prayer. You know, just, oh, cool, you know, Paul seems to be going through it at the moment. I recognize that. I want help, Jesus. and then you say a prayer. You know, like it doesn't have to be complicated. I literally just write one page. Some of you this falls to you naturally and you write more, you take more time, whatever. But prayer, Bible, last one is community.
Thank you for listening to This Is Us podcast. Whether you listen to them as an individual or as a team, we hope that they add value to you. Make sure to click follow or subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Thank you for joining us. We are who we are. This is us.